Everyone, everybody happy? Yeah. We are real true Americans. Aren't you glad? Just as that little composition declares, even so it is with us. The very words in itself, they are explanatory. For truly, you can see, out of one blood, God formed all nations of men to dwell upon the face of the whole earth. And one of our great national statesmen said that this whole nation under God might have a new birth of freedom. Abraham Lincoln could not give you this freedom, but I came to give it. By this, just as we have it under our personal jurisdiction, at my right and at my left hand, so shall I have it from shore to shore and from land to land. There will be no more an ensign of divisibility after a while. Aren't you glad? We are happy. See the great unfoldment of democracy universalized and personified. Children of men shall hereinafter live in peaceful and quiet resting places all over this wide extended plain. And I shall prove to the world conclusively where there is union, there is strength, and the abundance of the fullness of the consciousness of good. No space is vacant of the fullness thereof. How marvelous it is to live in such a recognition, the conscious realization of God's actual presence, with or without a person. Oh, God is omnipresent. Aren't you glad? Amen. That is a great mystery where many have missed the substance and caught the shadow thinking God is bound to individuality or some personality. Transcend all of those limited mortal concepts and expressions of things and live in the consciousness of God's actual presence, and you will find you have the victory conscious once and forever that God is no longer a supposition. Men have preached God as a supposition for lo these many years. But what said the scripture concerning the mystery? In the prophetic age, you have it on record where he said, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God is with us. Now, if you have God with you, and if you are conscious of it, God is just as operative and expressive as he was in the beginning of the creation. When dry land was not seen and there was no light, God said, let there be light. And light came into expression. And let dry land appear. And dry land came forth into expression as a witness for the future and all time that God is not merely a supposition, no longer just an imagination. You have been imagining vain things and many things, but I came to bring your fondest imagination into your conscious recognition and realization, and here it is. Yeah. We are living not only suppositionally, imaginarily, but we are living in reality. Jesus, after the crucifixion, Christ said, have me and feel me and see that a spirit has not flesh and bone. God is real. Aren't you glad? The fondest imagination, I have turned it into your recognition and realization. After a while, just as it is under my personal jurisdiction, so shall it be all over this wide extended plain, and none shall lack in God's abundance, for as with me, so with them. Oh, how glorious it is to live in the consciousness of God's presence. How God's presence dispels all doubts and fears and automatically turns your darkness into light. For God did say, let there be light. And there was light. Right. Let dry land appear. And there it was. As it was, so it is. Let us rejoice continually to be able to live together and express that which you have long sought for. The universal brotherhood of man and the conscious realization of the fatherhood of God, for which you all have prayed. Well, just as it is right here, so shall it be someday all over this wide extended plain. And you will find the abundance of the fullness of the consciousness of good, and no space vacant of the fullness thereof. What a glorious privilege. What a glorious privilege. Why, you can live as men and women, walking circumspectly in the world. And the best of all is when I purge you of that draught of sin.
It's true.
You shall purify the sons of Levi and shall purge them as silver and as gold are purged. I'm purging you now. I need not say more. I believe I've said enough for you to look over this vast audience and observe the unity of the spirit, of mind, of aim, and of purpose, and listen to what you have heard. Patriotic composition making such declarations as we shall have it just as it is right here all over this wide extended plain, where there shall be no more warfare, no more bloodshed. There will be no more race riots and no more lynchings after a while. Aren't you blessed? There will be no more divisibility and no more line of demarcation where all can live in splendor even as we do. For it's free for you as it is for me. I thank you.